This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's our second hour of our weekend program, so we invite you to call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK, and we'll be taking calls momentarily, but I got a real exciting breakthrough to share with you on the nutritional front. Eat your broccoli! That's something that you've heard ever since you were a wee youngin', and turns out that that's a good idea because broccoli is a source of many beneficial compounds, including sulforaphane. It's a virtually miraculous compound that is cancer preventive. That's for sure. Many studies on sulforaphane showing it has potent cancer preventive properties in most cancers, especially prostate cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer. But in addition, and this is where the surprise comes in, it is neuroprotective. It seems to protect the brain cells from damage and degeneration. And in a remarkable study recently, it was shown to be helpful for kids with autism. That was an impressive breakthrough. So can it get any better than that? Well, according to researchers at Kanazawa University in Japan, sulforaphane ameliorates obesity. Yeah. Sulforaphane has been shown to exert effects of cancer prevention. Okay, we said that. And in the current study, researchers at Kanazawa University looked at mice who were fed with high-fat food, supplemented with sulforaphane, or not supplemented with sulforaphane. So they compared the two groups. They gave them a diet designed to make them fat, and they gave one group sulforaphane and one group did not get sulforaphane. Check this out. The researchers found that the mice fed with sulforaphane exhibited a weight gain rate 15% lower than that of the mice fed without sulforaphane. They had 20% reduction in visceral fat, and there was less of a tendency for them to develop fatty liver or elevated blood glucose. So what's up with that? They're trying to figure out why should that be. Okay, well, getting into the weeds here, the mechanism for sulforaphane working on obesity, it seems to accelerate the metabolism of what's called BAT, brown adipose tissue. There's two types of fat. There's the depot storage fat, which is the color of tallow. And then there's brown adipose tissue, which is actually, it's brown because it's rich in blood vessels. And that is the beneficial fat-burning type of fat. You actually want brown adipose tissue. Unfortunately, it constitutes less than 1% of our total body fat stores, but you want to encourage it. Being exposed to cold seems to encourage the formation of brown adipose tissue, but we who live in ultra-heated apartments and are snug in our winter garments rarely get exposed to enough cold to induce brown adipose tissue. So what can you do to enhance it? Well, you can take sulforaphane. A product called Capsiate, which is a derivative of chili, seems to enhance brown adipose tissue. The other thing that sulforaphane does is it changes the bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract, which we know has an impact on metabolism. Bad bugs contribute to weight gain, and beneficial bacteria may help to optimize metabolism. So it works in a couple of ways to help people lose weight. No, not a magic pill to make the pounds melt off when you sit around eating Drake's cakes and, you know, with a clicker in your hand, not doing any exertion, but something that could be a great adjunct to a healthy weight loss program comprising diet and exercise. Good stuff. Good stuff, sulforaphane. We use a product called Oncoplex. Onco, because we use it for our cancer patients, but it has many other applications, neuroprotective and also a healthy adjunct for weight loss. All right, let's take a call now from Jenny. Jenny in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Hi.
The question I had is, I have MS. I've had it since I was diagnosed in 2014. And the biggest problem I have is that I will get muscle spasms that turn into muscle knots. And I end up going to myotherapy. Mm-hmm. And I do supplement with vitamin D. And it has been suggested that maybe I start some potassium supplement too.
Yes.
But I was wondering, is there anything else I can do about dealing with the spasms and the knots?
Okay, so this is a special type of spasm in MS, because spasms in like athletes who are maybe overexerting, they comes from muscle fatigue or maybe a loss of electrolytes in their sweat. So repleting with potassium or magnesium may be helpful. But this is a type of spasm where the nerves are defective and they're not transmitting enough impulses to the muscles, or they're transmitting faulty impulses to the muscles. And then the muscles tend to go into spasm. It's called, you know, spasticity. That's a highlight of, you know, such conditions as MS and sometimes Parkinson's disease. And so you're probably using a medication called baclofen, or you've tried that medication, right?
Yeah, I am taking baclofen.
Okay. So the way to get at this, you know, you might benefit from higher levels of magnesium in particular. And the problem with magnesium, it's not that well absorbed. So the type of magnesium that I might recommend to you, there's a couple of types. One is called protosorb magnesium, which seems to actually work to get into the nervous system better. We use it for patients with anxiety because we know that low magnesium in the central nervous system in the brain may contribute to anxiety. But also here we've got a classic nerve problem, and we actually want magnesium to get to your brain and into your, you know, spinal fluid. And so that's a type of magnesium that's called magnesium threonate. The product is called protosorb magnesium. I might suggest that you use that. We use a lot of protosorb for anxiety patients, but that might be ideal for you to get the magnesium levels up. Now, in terms of, you know, there's a lot of things for MS. And, you know, in future, we're going to do some shows on MS. Are you familiar with the WALS protocol, W-A-H-L, apostrophe S, Terry Walls?
No.
Okay, so are you following a regular diet, just kind of a general?
I'm following a regular diet. I try to avoid foods that either I'm allergic to or can cause inflammatory.
Right. You may want to try a paleo diet. And if you just, it's very easy for you to Google this, the Walls diet, W-A-H-L apostrophe S is her name. She's a physician who had very severe MS and, you know, virtually cured herself. I mean, that's a tall order when it comes to advanced MS, but she had dramatic improvement with this, and now she's creating a real movement for using a paleo diet with certain supplements. I don't know what supplement she uses, but the paleo diet can have a good impact on the progress of MS, so it's really something that you should invoke. Because what you want to get at, you know, you're bringing up a symptom. What you want to get at is the underlying problem and slow the progression of the MS, which can lead to worsening spasm. And if you get into significant remission, your spasm may be alleviated. That would be the goal. Also, you know, for MS patients, we use low-dose naltrexone. That would have to be prescribed by a doctor, but it's a low dose of a standard medication that's used sometimes for a treatment of addiction. But at a low dose, it seems to do a nice reboot on the nervous system. Do you take vitamin D as well?
Yeah. I take 2 5,000-unit vitamin D's
good.
A day.
And that's good. You know, generally, I wouldn't suggest that people take that much. But for MS, you want to really push the envelope on vitamin D consumption. That is going to be helpful. So good for you. But, you know, look at the Walls diet program and see if that's something that you might be willing to undertake. And that might you might be able to do yourself a solid on the progression of your MS with that.
Well,
and we've invited
anything that relieves the pain is a bonus to me.
Yeah. Here, I'll tell you another thing that will help, and this, you know, may or may not be to your taste, but you really should try CBD, cannabidiol, which is a marijuana derivative. And there's issues with legality and, you know, in terms of logistics of obtaining it in certain states. And it's great if you're in.
And in Wisconsin, they just legalized obtaining it, but there's nobody providing it right now.
Yeah, you should try and access it. And, you know, you can get it over the internet. The quality may be, you know, variable, but CBD might really ameliorate your symptoms. That might be worth trying.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Thanks for the call. Good stuff. I mean, love to talk about MS because I think there's a lot that can be done on the natural front for MS. And I'd love to get patients with early MS because we can really slow the progression of that often without drugs. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-DOC is our number. We got lots more to share with you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking for a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, 10% or more? Well, the Zona Plus is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Heart Letter, and the American Heart Association, and at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months. See if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. And now the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at their website, which is tryzona.com. You can also call toll-free 888-408-6141 for information. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Let's talk to Kay in Sheridan, Wyoming. How you doing, Kay?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I want to thank you for your program.
It's my pleasure.
My question is about antidepressants, SSRIs.
Yeah.
Why do they cause bizarre dreams? And is there anything a person can do, take
the edge off that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason that SSRIs work that way and create bizarre dreams is because they increase levels of serotonin. They're called serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So that means that levels of serotonin build up, and that's supposed to give you a good mood, but as a consequence, you can get wild dreams. In fact, the principle of LSD, which gives you really wild hallucinations, is that it massively increases your serotonin. You know, you're going to get a little bit of that kind of a trippy effect from some of these medications.
Okay.
So, you know, is there a way to take the edge off? Is there like a supplement to take or maybe something that might reduce that? You might try taking B vitamins. I like in particular a product called MethylGuard, which has high doses of folate, B12, and B6. And it's kind of a hamburger helper for antidepressants. It makes them work better. It may enable you to lower your dose of the antidepressant and still get a benefit without the adverse effect of the wild dreams. I mean, this opens up the whole topic of, you know, what else can you do for mood? And I think far too many people are diagnosed with depression and given antidepressants when their underlying problems are diet-related, hormone-related. You know, it could be menopause. It could be thyroid. You know, thyroid is really a great mood lifter. DHEA, which is not generally recognized by OBGYNs as an important hormone, but we think it is in integrative medicine, is a great mood lifter. Certain supplements are great mood lifters. Fish oil, SAMI can be used for mood.
So how's a person, is there anything I can take? I've been on them for 15 years.
I think what you need to do is,
you're out there
in the wilds of Wyoming, and I don't know what the situation is there with integrative practitioners, but, you know, find yourself an integrative practitioner. You may have to, you know, go to, you know, a hub like Denver part of Wyoming where there are practitioners who use natural medicine. I think some of the resorty areas of Wyoming may have, and I know it's a big state and that may entail some travel, but, Jackson, might be where you could find somebody who does integrative medicine. It's kind of an enclave and playground for wealthy people.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a place where you could see someone who practices functional medicine or integrative medicine and can work to safely taper you, because you can't stop. You can't stop precipitously. You got to go slow on a taper, especially when you're taking these medications for 15 years. But maybe through the use of the right kind of support, you can wean yourself off, or at the very least reduce the dose, and get a benefit from other supplements for your mood. Okay? Or hormones. Hormones might be part of the picture for you as well. All right, give it a shot. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK. Call us this hour. You got lots of time to field your inquiries about nutrition and health.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And here's one of the most interesting studies that I've come across in a really long time. And it has to do with blood types. Remember that book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type by Dr. Peter D'Adamo. His contention was that there are major differences in the physiology of the human body based on the blood type. And that makes sense because the blood type is an indicator of heredity, and it's one among many parameters, genetic factors that govern our physiology, our performance. And it's hard to make generalizations about blood types. And that's, I think, one of the flaws in that book. But in the book, there's a scheme where it's recommended that people who have type O, for example, avoid wheat and dairy, which is probably a pretty good idea for the vast majority of people anyway. And some people derive benefit from following the instructions for their particular blood type. At least it sort of gives coherence to individualizing diet plans. Well, there's a variation on this theme according to Italian researchers, and you might paraphrase Eat Right for Your Blood Type to this: Love Right for Your Blood Type. The headline of this article is erectile function affected by ABO blood group? It's a fascinating study. They looked at, by the way, I guess they have an erectile dysfunction clinic over there in Italy. And the study included 350 subjects who applied to the clinic over a period of several years. And they rated them in terms of the degree of erectile dysfunction that they experienced. Okay, because they got this standard questionnaire or some rating system that indicates how severe the problem is. And then they broke it down according to blood types. You ready for this? Here's what they found, is that individuals with type O were less likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction. Okay, so they assigned a score in terms of, I guess, kind of like a potency score to each blood type. For type O, the score was 19.8. For type A, it was 16.5. For type B, it was 17.2. So a little difference between O's, A's, and B's. But the ABs were in trouble. They were at 13.3. And they crunched the numbers. They did a statistical analysis. They said the risk of erectile dysfunction was 3.9 times greater for the A blood group, 3.5 times greater for the B blood group, and a whopping 4.7 times greater for the AB blood group. So the conclusion is the risk of erectile dysfunction was significantly increased for individuals in the AB and AB blood groups compared to individuals in the O blood group. So, you know, these dating apps, right? You can imagine they give you, they want your picture, your height, your weight, your IQ, statistics about your profession, maybe your income. And how about including information about your blood type in terms of your desirability as a potential partner? Interesting study. Wow. All right, let's take a call now from Dave in Appleton, Wisconsin. How you doing, Dave?
Real good. Yourself?
Very well, thanks.
I was wondering if you couldn't give me a little more information. I suffer from, my feet have been hurting for years, and I went through three podiatrists and a lot of custom orthotics. Finally got a diagnosis that I have bone on bone in four joints in each foot. Mm-hmm. That they would like to fuse together.
Ooh, that's a big deal. Yeah.
I really don't want to do that. I'm only 55. I have a lot of working life left ahead of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody that I work with had suggested rooster comb shots.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that?
That's hyaluronic acid. So that's actually where they derive hyaluronic acid, because, figure they raise a lot of chickens, and rooster combs kind of go into the scrap heap because not a lot of people eat rooster combs. Maybe it's a delicacy in some countries, but not here. So they collect a lot of rooster combs, and then the rooster combs get processed into hyaluronic acid, which is injected into people's knees. Now, I've never heard it being used in treatment of foot osteoarthritis. But I guess there's a potential application there. Has someone actually offered this therapy to you, or you just kind of heard tell that it was available?
No, actually, a co-worker's sister had it done to her knees and had phenomenal results.
Right. Knees, but not feet. Knees, but not feet.
Correct.
I've not heard it applied to feet, but, you know, maybe we can get a podiatrist to call us or email us, because maybe they're, you know, an innovative use of hyaluronic acid is to inject it into the foot joints. It might not work in the feet because the joints are, you know, much smaller and more delicate and maybe less likely to respond. But, hey, you know, the principle is sound. It does seem to help some people with knee problems, and it might offer you some relief. I wish I could tell you about, you know, a vitamin or supplement that's going to help your foot problem. But foot problems are complex. They involve bones. They involve nerves. And so, you know, your best bet in terms of, you know, before you undertake something as drastic as a fusion is, you know, get a second opinion from an orthopedic surgeon, a foot specialist, because sometimes there's a difference in opinion between podiatrists and foot surgeons. You know, for certain problems, I think podiatrists are fine and may do a better job than foot surgeons. But for a big deal operation, maybe you want to check in with a foot orthopedist to see if that's a good idea or if there's an alternative procedure you can use. Okay?
I shall do so. Thank you.
Give it a shot. All right, here's an item. Fascinating, because we now know that certain nutrients work for macular degeneration. You probably heard about the ARID study, which looked first at zinc, then other antioxidants, selenium, vitamin E, vitamin C. All these antioxidants can prove beneficial for macular degeneration. Then they added lutein and zeaxanthin to the list, and then they added DHA from fish oil to the list of things that demonstrably can slow the progression and even help partially regress the dry form of age-related macular degeneration. Well, there's a new kid on the block for macular degeneration. And recently I wrote an article on glaucoma, and I included this nutrient because there's research on glaucoma with this commonly available nutrient. It's cheap, it's available, it's safe. It's vitamin B3, nicotinamide. Headline, nicotinamide ameliorates disease in a human model of age-related macular degeneration. Turns out that nicotinamide has anti-inflammatory potential. And they go through the complex chemistry, physiology of this. But what they found is that nicotinamide helped to slow the progression of the inflammatory process that causes macular degeneration to progress. Now, I got an idea, which is this. If you want to really amp up the benefits of nicotinamide, use nicotinamide riboside. Nicotinamide riboside, relatively new supplement, brand name Niacel, something that I've been touting for a long time for energy, for neuroprotection. And hey, what is the back of the eye other than one big nerve network? It is the photoreceptors, which capture the light and translate the light into electrical signals that are then transmitted via the optic nerve. And it's a high-energy area that's often subject to mitochondrial burnout. And nicotinamide riboside precisely addresses that. So, fine, use vitamin B3 if you care to. But in future, when working with patients with macular degeneration, I'm going to be strongly suggesting nicotinamide riboside in the form of a supplement called Niacel. Niacel available via drhoffman.com. It's one of the supplements that is really taken off because it helps fatigue. It's neuroprotective. It may reduce the risk of fatty liver and metabolic syndrome. And it's, I think, soon to rival coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol for its importance in human physiology. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK. And we'll be back with more Intelligent Medicine when we return.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Another way you can get questions to us besides calling us during our regular show hours is to go to our homepage at drhoffman.com, and there's a little rectangle on the right side, black rectangle. It'll prompt you to enter a question that will be recorded and that will replay on our program like we're about to now with Michelle.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I know all the possible reasons for iron deficiency anemia, such as bleeding, thyroid, H. pylori, inflammation, and so on. But from your personal experience, did you discover other reasons? I had iron deficiency anemia and took iron prescription and got fully checked out for everything. But after 1 year, I'm still low in ferritin and my percent saturation. My hematologist just says, why are you worried about it? Just keep taking the pills. I'm 70 years old. If you could shed any additional light, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, so with iron deficiency anemia, a real common problem, of course, in premenopausal women, women of childbearing age, because pregnancy and menstrual bleeding deplete women of iron. And then many women are on low iron diets by choice because vegetarianism and veganism is popular. So it's a real common phenomenon. It afflicts maybe 30-40% of women below the age of 50. But once you're 50, you become more like a man. You don't lose blood due to natural causes. And so whenever you spot iron deficiency, you have to have that GI workup, make sure you're not bleeding from above or bleeding from below. It could be an ulcer. It could be colon cancer. Some people are not found to have detectable bleeding when they do endoscopy, looking down there with a fiber optic scope or up there, you know, with a colonoscope. But they may, a lot of people taking aspirin on a routine basis for prevention. They're taking that so-called baby aspirin, which actually can cause a small amount of undetectable blood loss, microscopic blood loss. So that's one of the reasons. Another major reason is, and especially in women, more so in women than in men, they may lack hydrochloric acid in the stomach, and they may not be properly absorbing. This, of course, is exaggerated when people are taking acid blockers like Protonix and Nexium and the like. And so that's another cause of iron deficiency. It's malabsorption. It's, I mean, two ways you can get it. One is you're not getting enough iron. Another is you're getting enough, but you're not absorbing it. And finally, the other is that you're losing it. And so with you at 70, you're a woman, I think you're a prime candidate for not absorbing iron properly. I mean, you want to, of course, amp up your intake of what's called heme iron, which is like people like to eat spinach, like Popeye, but that doesn't work very well because that iron's not very bioavailable. It's bound up in the plant material. And heme iron from red meat that people are afraid to eat these days because they're told it's bad for their hearts is the best way to increase your iron. You can also use organ meat that's rich in iron. I think maybe using hydrochloric acid or digestive enzymes may help you break down your food more efficiently and make you less dependent on iron pills. Your doctor is satisfied because he's ruled out some dread medical condition, but you'd like to get off the iron pills. I can understand that. Thanks for your question. And this is a grim statistic. Nearly half of all the deaths in the United States in the last year that they did the statistical crunching were caused by cardiometabolic diseases, right? That's insulin resistance. That's what we're talking about here. Excess belly fat leading to an adverse cholesterol to HDL ratio, high triglycerides, borderline hemoglobin A1C, and then frank diabetes associated with hypertension. You know, all these come together. You get fatty liver. You have a higher incidence of cancer with that, inflammatory disorders. Half the deaths in the United States are caused by cardiometabolic diseases. So they did a statistical analysis, and they found that about 45% of these, and maybe that's an underestimate, but that's what they came up with, were associated with inadequate consumption of certain foods and overconsumption of certain foods that are unhealthy. So here's how they broke it down. Interesting. I mean, they actually assigned a percentage to each of these factors. They broke it down. Low intake of nuts and seeds was responsible for 11.6% of the epidemic. So that's pretty good. You know, if there were medication that could reduce cardiometabolic death by nearly 12%, that'd be a multi-billion dollar drug. Just eat nuts and seeds. Low intake of vegetables, approximately the same, 11.5%. Low intake of whole grains, 10.4%. And by whole grains, we don't mean, you know, whole grain Cheerios. We mean true whole grains, brown rice, bulgur, wheat, if you're not sensitive or allergic to wheat, quinoa, amaranth. Those are whole grains. Not, you know, the problem with the definition of whole grains, a lot of people have cereal that's, quote, whole grain cereal that's not really whole grain. And finally, excess salt, 9%, which for some people, not a problem. Some people tolerate salt very well. But if you're on your way to hypertension, maybe salt should be restricted. So, you know, there you have it. It's avoidable death due to dietary problems in this country. And this item is it's the law of unforeseeable consequences, because a lot of people going on low gluten diets, they're eating gluten-free substitutes for wheat. And the net effect, according to a new study, is that diets higher in gluten were associated with a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Another way of saying that is that low gluten diets actually amp up your risk for type 2 diabetes. Why? Because many gluten-free substitutes, those delicious gluten-free muffins and bagels and now cookies and cakes, are actually higher in calories. They pack a caloric load. They're loaded with potato starch and tapioca and other high carbohydrate ingredients, and they may be laced with sugar to improve their taste and palatability. And therefore, you may increase your risk for type 2 diabetes. Now, interestingly, the converse, type 1 diabetes, the converse applies, is that studies show that mothers who consume gluten-free diets are less likely to give birth to offspring who suffer from type 1 diabetes. It's an autoimmune disease. And we know that intolerance to gluten may lead to autoimmunity. It's a major contributor to autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's thyroiditis and rheumatoid arthritis and other types of itis. And so gluten-free diets may have benefits, but watch out for those calorie-laden gluten-free foods. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for lots more content. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.